Okay, I'm going to give you some numbers. Try to take these in, if you can. The population of Syria, just over 22 million. Pretty much like ours. We're at about 23 million. Now, imagine that 2 million of us felt compelled to flee our homes, short notice, no ability to take really anything with you. Maybe just the clothes that you're wearing. That's pretty much exactly the situation that's being faced by the Syrian people now. More than 2.1 million Syrians have escaped the ongoing war in their homeland. More than half of that figure are children. When you think about that, it's obvious to conclude that those sorts of numbers mean that agencies that have to shelter these refugees come under incredible strain. So what has happened in response to this? Well, one of the many things, I should say, that's happened in response to this is that the ABC has now partnered with Australia for UNHCR to present a radio appeal for donations. It's happening this Sunday. It's happening live across Australia from 12 to 3pm Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. The appeal is going to be broadcast on your local ABC radio stations from 2 to 3pm as well, right here on RN. But ahead of that appeal, we thought we'd speak to one of the agencies that's working in Syria so you know why you're donating. Claire Seawood is Oxfam's campaign manager for the Syrian crisis. She's currently based in Jordan. She joins us now via Skype. Claire, thank you very much for your time. The figures that I've just reeled off there are very, very hard to get your head around. I imagine you've got a better sense of just how bad it is than those of us who are observing this at a very safe distance. How confronting is it for you?
The situation on the ground here is really desperate. We're seeing families come across from Syria with, I mean, as you said, absolutely nothing than what they can carry themselves. People are very traumatized. They're very upset. A lot of them have lost family members in the fighting. And they need the absolute basics. They need food, they need water, and they need shelter. At the moment, we're starting to come into winter here in Lebanon and Jordan, and it's a very cold winter over here, alongside very harsh summers. And what we're really concerned is that these people have very little protection for themselves and for their families. And as you said, young children are particularly vulnerable right now.
Yeah, why the high proportion of young kids in this case? Why are they disproportionately, it seems, represented in the figures of refugees?
A lot of people are fleeing Syria because they're fearing for the safety of their children. Numbers of people I've spoken to, particularly mothers, have made the really hard decision to leave Syria because they've seen their children die. And so they're trying to bring as many of their family members as possible over. And at the moment, they're living in tents with cardboard, with Hessian sack. They're trying to live with any friends and family they know. And some of them are living in the camps we're working in, such as Zaatari in Jordan, which is hosting 120,000 people in the middle of the desert in Jordan.
It's extraordinary. And the thing about it is if the UNHCR are even close to right, they've said that the first 5 months of 2013, there have been more than a million Syrians who've sought refuge in Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, Egypt. I mean, the fact they're going to Egypt with everything Egypt's going through, that tells you something. And they're predicting that if the current rates continue, there are going to be more than 3 million Syrian refugees by the end of the year. Now, can we cope with that?
You're right, these numbers are huge and there is so much we need to do. And organisations like Oxfam, we're providing water, we're providing toilets, we're providing sanitation to keep people safe. And we're doing as much as we can, but there is so much more we need to be able to do. People don't have enough. People are still going without shelter. People still don't have enough food. People still aren't getting clean water. And with more assistance, we can reach so many more people and help save lives today.
I know one of the issues has been not just the provision of aid and charity, but actually getting it to the people that are in need. Is there any progress being made on that?
We are starting to see some progress. So these refugees come across the borders, we're able to work with them and understand that some of them are very scared. They've been through some quite traumatic experiences. So we actually need to be going out and finding people. They aren't necessarily coming for themselves. So we're able to do more to reach people with this assistance now. And we're getting better at that. And people are starting to trust us and understand that we're here to help. We are starting to try and see more assistance coming across to people inside Syria as well. We've got a long way to go. And we need as much support as we can get so we can actually get this life-saving assistance to people.
Okay. Now, the refugees that we've been speaking about, we've touched on the fact they can't take anything with them. I think people would be wondering why that particularly is the case, why it's so hard for them to take anything at all with them and perhaps not even plan forward or send money ahead of where they're going. Does it say something about the circumstances in which they're leaving?
Absolutely. So some of the families I've been speaking to actually the last few days have said that they really held out for as long as possible. And it was something really extreme, like literally a bomb dropping on their house that has made them flee. This isn't something where people have been wanting to leave. People desperately want to be in Syria. This is their home. This is where they want to be. And it's been something absolutely extreme, like a family member being killed or their house literally being destroyed or a school where their children are being destroyed, that is forcing them to leave immediately. There isn't time for planning. There isn't time for packing. Sometimes they don't have anything left to pack. They literally are making very last minute decisions when they absolutely have to leave and come and find refuge in other countries.
So if this drive that we're doing goes well and extra money's raised, what does that extra money do that you can't do right now?
Oh, this saves lives, undoubtedly. It means that we're going to be able to give people blankets and stoves and better shelter ahead of winter. It means we can give them more clean water to a larger number of people. We can be just helping them to pay for things like medicines and food and extra clothes that they need that they haven't bought. This money goes to the basics, and it makes such a big difference to the people on the ground who are experiencing this conflict.
And that's really what it's ultimately about. It's hard to get your head around the size of this and even to, be confident that we as a species have the capacity to deal with this. But all we can do is do our best and try. And so, Claire, it's been great to have the chance to speak to you and get you to flesh out the difficulties that are there, but also what can be achieved. And with any chance, or with any luck, I should say, we'll do okay on Sunday and help out a little bit. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Claire Seawood, Oxfam's campaign manager for the Syrian crisis.